Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to the show on Tuesday night. Every Tuesday, we do a show on manifesting, making things happen. We talk about the angels that help you with that, or talk about techniques that will help you with it as well. So I have a new friend, and she's looking for a soulmate, and I know that I talked to probably six people today, and three of them were looking for a soulmate, and some of them were looking for a career and money. So love and money are always the ones that people look for, you know? And why is that? I get more calls about that than anything. And it's important. You know, you have love and money. I think it's the same coin. One side is love, the other side is money, you know, if you're looking at that way. So how do we get our soulmate? How do we find the perfect one for us, right? That's a big thing. And how many of us have been hurt in a relationship that we thought was our soulmate? That's what Archangel Shemuel is about, is helping you find your soulmate. So I'm going to go over a few things with you and share with you how to contact him, and how do you know he's around you, and how do you know he's there helping you? Because, you know, he's a great angel, an archangel to help us with everything. And, you know, what his name means, it means that he who seeks God, or he who seeks God, right? And he's usually in the list of the seven core angels, and in that hierarchy. And really, the archangels are here to help us humans, you know, or spiritual beings having human experience. Archangel Shemuel also protects our personal world too as well. He helps us to seek out important parts of our lives, such as love, right, relationships, friends, careers, lost items, and our life purpose. And he helps us to build a really strong relationship, foundation for our relationships and careers, so that they're long lasting. Okay, and that's great to have a long lasting soulmate that you trust. Okay. And, you know, meaningful and healthy, right? So it was all had what we thought was the best soulmate out there. And I got to tell you, if you've ever been hurt in a relationship, or if you've ever said, well, this is my soulmate and he hurt me, how can a soulmate hurt you? And this is a message from Shemuel. He says, you are preparing yourself, your higher part of you is preparing yourself to find the one truly want to be with, and that you are vibrating with, right, or that works for you, and you work for him, or you work for her, and vice versa. So if you've gotten the guy or the girl, you know, and it doesn't work out, and you're like, well, that wasn't my soulmate, this is a message for you. Yes, it was, or yes, it is, or yes, it was at the time, because that's what you were, where you were, and the lessons that you needed to learn, and the lessons he or she needed to learn, too, as well. What does that look like? Let me give you an example. A lot of times I talk to people and they come in here learning lessons such as self-worth, loving their self, you know, and that sounds like a Hallmark card, doesn't it? But it's so true. So we don't normally learn the easiest by getting the perfect mate that loves himself and will love us unconditionally, or love herself and will love you unconditionally. We learn by contract. What does that mean? And I've used this example before. Wouldn't it be great if, you know, we wanted to have more courage and we say, okay, God, our higher power, zap us with more courage. So God takes out his magic or her magic wand and says, okay, boom, you've got more courage. You don't learn like that. We learn by contrast. So, you know, therefore, when you want, for example, want to have more courage, then you put in situations where you have to have courage or you run. And either one is okay, because that's what you choose to do. Or you hide, you know. Or maybe you have courage and then you don't have courage. But you're put in situations when you ask for something to develop that skill or that particular thing that you're looking to develop, love for yourself. You're put in situations where you have to really learn to love yourself, because whatever you're doing looking for it outside of you, like with a man or a woman, doesn't work, right? That ever happens? He just doesn't love me. She doesn't love me. If he loved me, he would talk to me like this or treat me like this. If she loved me, she would talk to me like this and be more kind. So what I'm saying to you guys is that sometimes we pick these soulmates, right? Do you understand? To develop what we're here to learn ourselves. And we're just not randomly put jumping down from heaven into a body saying, okay, I'm here, what next, right? We have a whole soul's plan that we work out. And Archangel Shamuel is one of the ones that help you work out your soul's purpose and your life purpose. And I promise you this, the lessons that you're learning, they can be super difficult, right? Try learning to love yourself, right? When you've got people screaming at you and your ex-husband or your current husband, your current mate yelling and saying all kinds of things to you. And how do you love yourself during that, doing that kind of thing? But it's in those contrast moments that you realize how valuable you really are and find that part of you that is super powerful, okay? And true power comes from love. I told that to someone today. So Archangel Shamuel says, okay, if you're not liking where you are in your relationship, don't look at him or her. Look at yourself first and say, okay, why am I here? What am I here to learn? And why did I choose this relationship? Because things just don't happen to you. You choose them for a reason, okay? And it's usually a much deeper reason than we think, all right? So ask the question, why did I choose this mate? Why have the mates have not worked out before? Because they're all soulmates. And soulmates don't necessarily have to be romantic. You know, we choose, that are friends and family, companions, soulmates, karmic soulmates, and also twin flame, twin souls, all right? If you get a book, there's a law that says he's attracted to me, that Di and I wrote, and you can find it on my website, then that's going to give you a better idea of, what all this is about. But Shamuel, as I said, he helps you find your soulmate and strengthen the relationship that you may have already or the one that you're going to have. He also helps you with life purpose, along with Michael. Right? You've got two of them in your corner helping you. And then God and Jesus, if you believe in Jesus or Buddha, whoever you believe in, you've got a lot of ascended masters that will help you as well. But we're talking about Shamuel tonight. So he's there and he's very kind and gentle. And so when you ask him what your life purpose is, look at some of the things that you struggle with the most, okay? And when you conquer those or you learn them, that means that you're, a lot of those things you're teaching. Self-love was always a challenge for me, you know what I mean? And I came in here with sugar issues, not enjoying the sweetness of life. When I started learning how valuable I was, or I am, and how that works, and how that I'm here to love myself first and then vibrate at that level, and people around me will love themselves and love me, and we love each other, you know, not out of need, but out of desire, then I got it, right? You know what I mean? And are getting it because it's a journey. So that's what I'm saying to you. A lot of times it's self-worth, self-love. Sometimes it's being honest. Sometimes it's conquering fear, maybe a fear of commitment, maybe a fear of being alone. You know, so we take anything, right? Have you ever heard a woman or a man say, I want to date, I got to date someone because I can't be alone, right? We want to spend a lifetime with someone, but we can't spend a few months by ourselves or a few days, you know? So really look at those things. That's what I'm being shown tonight to share with you. How do you know that Archangel Shamuel is helping with you or helping you, let's say, to find your soulmate? Or, you know, I always ask for to help me find my keys. I always lose my keys. And it's like he's the loser's her keys. How funny is that? Well, Shamuel is a very, very gentle energy, okay? Very soothing, very gentle. A lot of times you'll feel butterflies in your tummy when he is around, okay? Your heart will race a little bit, you know, because you know he's around. You may smell flowers. I have a client that whenever Shamuel is working with her, she will smell flowers. Whenever she's going into the right job, you know, or the right career, or they're taking the right contract, she'll ask for a sign and she'll smell flowers because he helps you with your life purpose, remember? I have another friend of mine that he's supposed to do something and asked Shamuel for help, and he says, I want to hear it from two different people. He did. He heard it from his mother, and then he heard it from his father. How cool is that, right? And so ask for signs, ask for help. All you have to do is say, Dear Archangel Shamuel, thank you for helping me find my soul's purpose. Thank you for helping me find my soulmate. Another thing you want to be clear with is, how do you want to feel in your relationship? I want to feel special, and I feel peace, I want to feel love, I want to feel joy. Be clear on what you're looking to feel like, okay? Because what we do is when we know what we want to feel like in a relationship, we find that feeling within ourselves first, not looking outside of ourselves in the guy or the girl or the job or whatever. Find that feeling within you. So be clear on how you want to feel in a relationship, how you want to feel every day. I want to feel love. I want to feel joy. I want to feel peace. I want to feel sexy. I want to feel wanted. I want to feel, you know, and you will find that within you first. I want to feel laid back. I don't want to worry. I want, you know, whatever. Don't say what you don't want. Pardon me. Just be really clear on what you want to, what you do want to feel like. And then what kind of guy are you looking for example, or a woman? I always use the yeses. I got a new one last night. It was kind of cool. Smart, sexy, savvy, sweet, and sensual, okay? And so how do you want to, you feel, you know? And those are just a few. And I approach it from every different level, from physical characteristics as well as spiritual, emotional, and mental. Because I want a guy who's smart, right? That really is a turn-on for me, you know? And I want a guy that I don't have to dumb it down for, right? That's another turn-on. And he probably wants a woman he doesn't have to dumb it down. So maybe I'm for him or not, you know? I'm teasing because I know I'm smart. And you guys know who you are. So, you know, I want someone that's spiritual. I want someone that is compassionate. I want someone that loves children and loves old people. Because, you know, if they love children and old people and dogs, they're going to, you know, love my life, right? You know, and they're going to love, and I'm going to love theirs. I like someone that gives back, who's altruistic, you know what I mean? I like someone that thinks he's a big picture. So those are things that you look at with your potential, I'm so sorry, potential soulmate, you know what I mean, whoever he or she may be. If you have one already, don't say, well, this is not the guy for me or the girl for me. Just say, this is how I want to feel. Okay, be clear on that, because you want to feel it in yourself first. And if you state it, and this is how you want to feel in a relationship, I promise you it's going to be within you, not looking outside of you, because that never works. Have you ever thought, I'll just feel happy when I find a guy. I'll just feel happy when I find a woman. You know, I'll just feel happy when I find a perfect job, right? But have you ever walked into on a date and the guy or the girl's there and you look desperate, right? And they can feel that, you know, that you're like desperate to be with someone rather than to have that feeling of joy inside of yourself and glad to meet someone that is very similar to you, okay? So, and that's the same way with the job, right? I got to get this job because it means more money. Well, maybe instead of saying I got to get this job because it means more money, because the money will come, right? When you're doing what you love and loving what you do, money and opportunity chase you. I mean, that's the way it is. I learned that a long time ago, and my father taught me that, you know, too, as well as, you know, having dreams about what I was supposed to do and what I'm supposed to do, and then now following it and just developing it more, okay? So if you want a great job and you're looking for your soul's purpose, what gives you juice, right? Ask yourself that. That's what I got from Archangel Shamuel. He said it different. What gives you joy? What gives you juice? What makes you happy? You know, and I talked to someone last night, and she told me, she goes, I knew I wasn't supposed to sell real estate. I'm not here to sell things. And she goes, I'm here to help people, right? So a lot of you guys are super sensitive, you know, to people and their feelings and their thoughts and everything like that, and you want to help them. And so, you know, that's what you're here to do. Then just to open up your heart and say, okay, how can I help people, support myself, support my family if you have one, or support my future family if you're going to have one, and then be real clear about that, you know what I mean, and say, okay, this is how I want to feel in my new career or in my passion. I want to feel strong. I want to feel beautiful. I want to feel like happy. I want to feel like that I'm making a difference, right? Because that's the key thing with most of us that are light workers, if that's what you call yourself, or someone that likes to help people. So just be real clear on that too as well. Okay. How do you call on Archangel Shamuel? Just say, Dear Shamuel, you can do it fast. You can do it slow. And I'll give you a couple different ways. Thank you for helping me with my life purpose. And this is how I choose to feel. Why it's all coming together. Thank you for helping me with my soulmate. This is how I choose to feel why it's all coming together. So give the quality to support your life purpose, like we were just talking about. Give the emotional, physical, and spiritual qualities that you want in your soulmate, okay? And I would ask for a companion soulmate or probably even before twin flame twin, because a companion soulmate is going to be one that you can experience a lot of love and joy. You can do that with a karmic soulmate, but sometimes it takes time. Well, it always takes but there's probably to be balance between you two. And be clear on that too as well. And you know, and remember, list the qualities that you want to feel in both situations. Describe the qualities of your new or your new mate or your existing mate that you want to see or experience too. Make sure you find them within yourself, right, first. That's the key, right? If you want someone who wants to be on time, wants to give back, make sure you're doing the same. You know what I mean? I have a friend of mine, she goes, oh, I want somebody on time. And I go, but you're never on time. I probably need to work on that. You think? I remember telling her that. You know, she goes, yeah, I probably do. So, you know, I want somebody neat and organized. You know, I'm neat and organized. You know, you want someone neat and organized. So those are a couple of things right there you want to look for. But to say, thank you, Archangel Shamuel, for giving me this. Thank you for opening my heart and my mind and my body to receive this direction from you. And then ask for a sign. You can do that. I want to hear a song. I want two people to tell me. I'm giving you some examples. I want to smell roses. I want to know you're hearing me. Are there, that we're on the right path. So there's a couple of things that work for people and can work for you. So just know that too as well. The other thing I was going to tell you is, what else I'm going to share with you? You can use candles too. When I ask, I like the blue candle, right? The cobalt blue candle is a good one. You know what I'm talking about? Royal blue, maybe other people see it. This one I saw in meditation, a white candle always works. A pink one always works. You know what I mean? And I usually use the upper four chakra candles versus, or you can use all seven candles instead of a meditation time in a room to work with him. Okay? So that's what I want to share with you guys. Do you have any other angels or ascended masters you want to talk about, then please send me an email to Cherie@angelcoaches.org or Facebook me, Facebook.com/angelcoaches. Or you can call me, 954-636-9401. Actually, it's a hot session. Just kidding. No, not really. No, I am. So those are a couple things that you can do. One other thing I'm being asked to share with you. If you lose things, I lose my keys all the time. And I will leave them on the counter. I like coffee in the morning and Dunkin' Donuts. So I go every morning and get a cup of coffee, right? So it got to the point where it's leaving my keys on the counter all the time and I have to go back and get them. So now I said, Archangel Shamuel, help me keep up with my keys and not lose them. So I have one of the girls there. They're such a sweet bunch of folks there. She always says, do you have your keys, right? So it's gotten to be a joke, but it's like, I go, where are my keys? I make sure I put them in my purse, you know, before I start to pay for the coffee. So those are a couple things you can do. I ask, you know, ask him to help you find lost things, and he will. Just be prepared, and he'll uncover anything that you need to know. I have a friend of mine, this cute little story. She said, I've lost something. I go, what did you lose? And she goes, I lost my soulmate last lifetime, and I'm trying to find him this lifetime. I go, that's good. So, by the way, she did find her soulmate. She's married happily and got children and the whole nine yards. And she loves her family, her husband's family. So just to give you a heads up about that. So all you have to do is ask. Give you a couple of ways to ask for the you know, Archangel Shamuel. Make sure you ask for signs. Make sure you list the qualities that you want to feel. Make sure you list the qualities that you want in your new job or your new mate and or your new mate. If you lose something, just ask for help. Say, help me find this, and you'll get the help that you need. But you got to calm your brain down, your mind down to receive the help. Sometimes that can be a challenge too as well, right? So what you can do. And now I got some great surprises for you. We have some folks that are coming to speak on Transformation Thursday. I have got a guy who was HIV positive and now is not. He's a reverend, and he's going to talk about how we can heal our bodies of anything, right, and be on top of our game. Is that not cool? And he's got the mind-body-spirit connection. As I said, he's a reverend, and you know, he's got a great story, so you don't want to miss that, overcoming obstacles like that and helping all of us for whatever we want to heal, whether it's a headache, whether it's arthritis or something, we can heal that. I have another gentleman coming on. He is Vince Del Monte. I don't know if you guys know him, but he's getting really wide, you know, got like shows out there, books and everything. His PR people contacted me, and we've got him definitely on the 23rd of this month, in October, sorry. So I'll send out emails and everything like that about him. I have another, I have a couple of people that are into exercise and running and rowing and coaching and what they did to lose weight, how they're staying in shape, what they're going to do, how we all can stay in shape. I have a makeup artist. She does makeup, and also she trains. Is that not cool? She's going to be on the 16th, I think. So, you know, overcome some great obstacles to be the incredible trainer she is now. And she's got a booming business, and she makes people look good on the outside, makes their face look amazing, their body looks amazing. And what is it? I read this the other day. Your body is the best, is the sexiest outfit you'll ever wear. She's going to be on. And then we have Dwayne, and he's got some new videos out, how to trim your tummy, how to eat better during the holidays because they're coming up, and how to trim your, you know, and exercise, okay? And so I'm super excited about that. And Chris, her name is Chris, she's going to be on the 16th. So we've got some great shows coming up, you guys. And I want to do something where these people are chasing their passion and their dream and making it happen. And if they can do it and give us some ideas, then we can find that way to do it ourselves. You know what I mean? So that's a couple of things. And then I've got Donna, who's got a great class that she's put together, How to Overcome Grief. Grief comes with divorce, with love, with the death, the physical death. But these are some amazing angels that she's worked with. I did not know she did this, okay? And it's a brand new class, but how to overcome grief and find joy and love and happiness. And there is life after death, whatever the death may be, okay? Physical death, spiritual death, and emotional, you know, an emotional, I'm going to use this word, death, emotional grief. There is great life after that. She's really going to show you how to do that and also the angels with that. So we're going to get with her about the dates on that. Then I have somebody who can teach how to develop your gift of prophecy, all right? So, or have prophetic dreams, you know, wouldn't it be great? Oh, when am I going to get married? Let me dream about it. She's got a great way of showing how to do that, too. And you guys don't want to miss it. And thank you for sitting in tonight. I appreciate the ones that are downloading it later that are here tonight. You know, guys mean a world to me and angel coaches. And I, you know what I'm looking for, too, and I'll put this out there. If you feel like you have what it takes to be an angel coach, what does that take? The breathing? And you feel like you want to be a light worker? Then let me know, okay? Do you understand? Because we're bringing on a lot of new coaches and really developing, you know, some great stuff. I've got a guy, oh, I've got to tell you about this one. I've got a guy that is does something with creative visualization, amazing. And he's going to, you know, and he's got some great stories where people are making money and finding their passion, finding their joy, and he's incredible. So you don't want to miss it, too, as well. So we've got some great classes coming out. We've got some great people that are doing some amazing, wonderful things. And I want to make angel coaches the best it possibly can be. So if you feel led, you've got a dream, you feel like you're a writer, you know, because Donna's writing a book and a few of you guys are out there writing books or are doing whatever it takes, then let me know. Send me an email, as I told you, to Cherie@angelcoaches.org. Facebook me. I'd love to hear your thoughts. All right, you guys, have a great now. I appreciate everybody so much and your thoughts and the ideas about what we can do. And Transformation Thursday is our next show. I gave you some of the speakers that are coming up, and I will put it out on the on Facebook. And I'll tell you something else. I balance spray. I have used that spray, and we had a speaker, Jeff Gall, the other day, who talked about it. And I'm gonna share this. If you have any illness, if you have anything at all, I'm going to recommend that. I've gotten great results from it. How have I gotten results? Well, it's helped my sugar issues a great deal. It's helped flexibility and also endurance, too, as well. It's helped, you know, and it's helped me where I'm more coordinated, which I need a lot of help there. So, anyway, some of us, do you ever feel like you're like, what do they call that? I can't even think of the word, though. It was just, it's funny, you know, when you're not very coordinated. Uncoordinated is a great word. But it's really helped me there. And I'm going to tell you something else what it's done. It has helped me, my energy, where I'm more flexible, more coordinated. My sugars are better. My health is better. My runs are better because I'm a runner. And my speed is better. If I wasn't a runner, just my overall energy level is tremendous, okay? So wouldn't it be great to wake up every day with great energy? You know what I mean? Can you imagine saying, I can't wait to get to the computer like a five-year-old? Okay, guys, take care. Have a great now. And I'll be sending some emails out with our new speakers coming up. You guys are amazing. I appreciate everybody that's listening in now or listening in later. See you Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Bye, everybody.